Bava Kama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Kama Bavli Daf Kuf Tev Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel on the base at the Mishnah, the last Mishnah on the page is Halacha Hey. Shataf Naha Chamayu V'chamo Chaveiroi, Shalai Yofi Mana V'shel Chaveiroi Masayim, Enichis Shalai V'hitzel V'shel Chaveiroi, Enoi Ela Sarai. If a flooding river overcame the donkey of Reuven Shimon, Reuven neglected his own donkey, which is worth 100 zuz, to save Shimon's, which is worth 200 zuz, then he's paid only like a worker, he's not compensated for the loss of his own donkey. If he said to him, I will save yours and you'll pay for mine, then Shimon has to pay for him. And the Gemara says, Tani heniach shaloi la'atzel shachaveyoi, va'ala shachaveyoi me'elav, ein nizkak loi klum. The Gemara says, from a Braisa, if Reuven neglected his own in order to save Shimon's, and Shimon's came out of the water by itself, he need not pay Reuven anything. Ela heniach shaloi la'atzel shachaveyoi, va'ala shaloi me'elav, no, the aim aloi nithiashti. The Gemara asked, so if Reuven said, I'll save yours and you will pay for mine, and he neglected his own donkey in order to save Shimon's, and Reuven's came out by itself, can Reuven then tell him, I just begged for my own donkey, so you have to pay like you agreed, even though my donkey came out? Hashem was gracious and gave a gift to me. Ishmael min ador, shotaf na chamayu v'ayat sabeach v'oime loi nithiashti, v'shlokisham akozman shesabach loi nithiash. The Gemara answers we can learn from the following. If a flooding river overcame one's donkey and he screamed, I don't despair. Rish Lakish says, as long as he screams, he didn't despair. Abiyochan says, the assumption, the chazoka, is that he despaired. According to Abiyochan, also here we say that Reuven despaired and Shimon has to pay him for his donkey.